Good morning. 9:05 a.m. March 21st, 2012. First day of spring? Was that yesterday, maybe? Maybe first full day. Anyway, I'm pooped. It's 9:05 in the morning. I am totally wrung out. The story... The story woke me up at 3:50 this morning and grabbed me by the throat and took me down to my word processor. I got 2,000 words before the first cup of coffee. I finished the story, first draft, by 8:05. 8,000 words. Some of it was repurposed words. Some of it was reused from other works. I wrote about 5,000 new words this morning between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, which wasn't bad. 4 hours, 5,000 words, a little more than 1,000 words an hour. But I'm played. I am feeling completely wrung out, in part because I didn't get enough sleep last night. I was up way too early. 6 hours used to be my prime. I've had too many nights where I've been getting 7 and 8 hours sleep. So waking up at 6, after only 6, actually 10 o'clock, 4 o'clock, yeah, 6 hours. It's probably only like 5 and a half altogether. So, yeah, I'm a little groggy right at the moment. But the good news is, I got the story out. The good news is, I got the story out. I got stuff taken care of. I've got work moving. Life is very good today, even though I'm probably not going to get anything else done today. Perhaps make my car reservation for Portland for Saturday. If I get those two things done, that'll be good. I've sent the draft off to a beta reader or two. And I've sent it to JR to double-check me on Story Bible to make sure I haven't screwed up anything that's canon that'll need to be revised, fixed in the next draft. But literally, I haven't even reread the thing yet. I got to the end. I wrote the last line, realized it was the last line, saved the file. Save the file again under a different name. Save the file again on a separate drive. Yeah, I'm like that. It feels good. It feels good to have gotten the words done. It feels good to have gotten the story down. Getting words down. The thing about getting words down, it's getting words down, it's really easy. It's getting a story together that's hard. You know, I can write and write and write and write and write and not have a story at the end of the day. I finally found a story. And I've got, it's too long. I'm probably going to cut about 1,000, 1,500 words out of it, but to tighten it up. But that's in second draft, third draft, final draft. The point is 7,700 words. I have an 8,000 word cap. I have a draft. Life is good. There's a couple of tally parts. That has to be expanded. There's a bit of a deus ex that comes in at the end that needs to be cleaned up by seeding the result in the beginning. All that stuff is easily fixable, and I can handle that quite handily. I did get all the books out yesterday that I needed to get shipped. I got like 6 orders from Ryden yesterday afternoon. Stephen Kilbride will be getting his book shortly. I'm trying to think of who else. I don't think there's anybody else in the podcast but some of these orders were rather old, and for that I apologize. It wasn't my doing. I didn't even know they were there. So yeah, I have visions of coming out on the walk this morning and just stomping along silently, worried that I was going to have to come for my walk without having anything to talk about, and that the story was I went to bed with was still unfinished last night. So imagine my shock and surprise when it woke me up and said, "Hello, good morning, this is your wake-up call. Today is Wednesday, you have to finish the story right now." There was a certain poetic justice about this morning. Usually about 4 o'clock the cats wake me up, and quite frequently they will get me up, and sometimes I'll go back to bed, sometimes I won't. This morning I got the cats up. it was quite satisfying to kick them all off the bed, wake them all up, lure them out into the kitchen with promises of food, and then close the bedroom door so they couldn't go back. It was quite satisfying. So today's Wednesday. My wife will be staying home again today, apparently. She was home when I left to go on the walk, so I'm assuming she's not going to go to work today. I don't know what that's going to do to her schedule next week when she has to take off work early every day to pick up kids at school, but so it goes. One thing I have to do before I leave is to write down the schedule of who has to get picked up when, who has to get dropped off where. It's rather a busy week. The kids are going to assume that she's going to know what it is, and of course, she has no idea. So we'll have to deal with that today. We'll have to deal with it at least before Saturday. Think of when I'm supposed to be. I'm going to arrive in Portland, Oregon around 11 a.m., 10:40 if the flight's on time, on Saturday. It's a little over an hour and a half flight. It's a 1 hour time change. So I'm trying to remember when my flight leaves. I think it's like 8 o'clock, which means I have to leave here Saturday morning at about 6. And maybe what I'll do is record on the drive down, because I don't imagine I'm going to be up and moving and walking before I leave on Saturday morning, which would be too bad. Because today's the 21st, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday is the anniversary date. Maybe I will go out. Just to see when I have to drive. If I have to drive too early, there won't be time to go out. So I have to record in the car my thoughts on making a year. Or maybe I'll just think a little bit about it and talk a little bit about it between now and then. And when I think of it, a year has gone by since I started doing this morning walk thing. It'll be a year on Saturday. 343 episodes yesterday, so about 20 days out of the year. Well, a day and a half a month that I missed. 2 days every 3 months. That's not bad. Now, if I had just managed to lose weight while I was doing it, perhaps what I did was not gain weight. Perhaps that's been my saving grace all along, is that my weight hasn't really gone up in the last year, in large part because I'm doing this thing. If I weren't doing it, I probably would gain. I suspect I'm going to pick up a pound or two next week. It's often difficult to find healthy eating choices while on the road. Not just because the choices you get when eating out are problematic, but because psychologically it's difficult to deal with eating on the road, at least for me. Meals on the road are opportunities to try things, opportunities for new cuisine, opportunities to try new recipes. One of the downsides with this is that we've been forbidden alcohol. We are not permitted to have a drink while we were away. And I was actually looking forward to sampling some of the local brew while I was in Oregon. But that has been declared off limits. It's one of the rules where we're not allowed to drink. Not in the evening, not after work, not with meals, not at all. I'm not quite sure what the rationale for this is. I'm guessing that there might have been some problem with some workshop in the past. In his message, Dean says, if you can't go for a week without a drink, I'll refund your money and you can get counseling. So I don't have any problem going for a week. I've been going for months without a drink. I'm not an alcoholic. So that's not an issue. The idea that we're going to be focused on writing and that having a drink would interfere with that is an interesting notion. I think in part it goes back to the cliche about the writer and his glass and the tipple while typing idea. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. But if that's the rule, I can certainly abide by the rule. It's just kind of a bummer because I was looking forward to that opportunity to try new beers, to try new tastes. Oh well, win a few, lose a few. I'm seriously hoping that this is going to be worth doing. I talked to J. Daniel Sawyer about his recent escapades with Chris and Dean, and he said it was very worthwhile for him. He was doing the marketing and the anthology seminars. I can't remember now which ones in particular. He said it was quite worthwhile. He got a lot out of it. He came home and slept for 2 days. So I'm not quite sure what that means. I suspect in part what it means is that there's a lot of late night writing. I'm not quite sure how or where or why. I'm sure it'll come clear to me when I get there, but it's curious. Because I know Dean writes, and what he says is 1,000 words an hour. I write 1,000 words an hour. I suppose the question is getting it focused, and the hours that go by where you don't actually make 1,000 words. It'd be interesting to see. Not quite sure why people aren't sleeping. I've heard it more than once, and more from just the one source. It's certainly not because of the partying, because as far as I can tell, there's virtually no socialization. There's the kickoff dinner, the kickoff meeting, which is 7 o'clock Saturday night, and the final wrap up, which is, I think, 7 o'clock the following Saturday. character and setting for 7 days. It should be interesting. I'm interested, in large part, I'm interested in this because I really want to see, I mean, I think I do character and setting as well as pretty much anybody. And character and setting is really the framework that from which the plot emerges. I'm convinced of this. Character and setting are not simply the stage dressing. They are the mechanism by which the plot is discovered. There are actions, their activities, their outlooks, their interactions with each other and with the setting itself are the mechanics. They're the blocking of the plot. They're how you build the plot up in pieces. I certainly have seen that in this bulldog story, the title of which, by the way, is called Bonus. Where I did some character sketches. I wrote a couple of little backstory pieces that inform the work but don't actually appear in the work. So I know something about the characters. I know something about the setting. And from that grew the plot. So it's going to be interesting to go and to sit and listen and to practice some of these ideas. And I have no idea what they're going to assign us, but apparently we have to write something every day, about 3,000 words, which is about 3 hours. Call it 5. And I've got about 6 that I can use to write with there. So between 6 hours of sleep, 6 hours of class, and at least 12 hours a day. Shouldn't be a big issue. And I have this horrible feeling, this horrible premonition that I'm jinxing myself by saying all this now, that I will get there and discover exactly which part I've missed, and that I'll get there and freeze and not be able to write anything, and it'll be terribly embarrassing. And the reality is, who gives a crap? I'm going to study, I'm going to work, I'm going to write, I'm going to be out of the distraction, away from all of the day-to-day. I will be there for the sole purpose of paying attention to what's happening in front of me and between my ears. And the rest will be too far away to do anything about. I'll either come back exhausted, exhilarated, perhaps both. Maybe I'll come back knowing more. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I'm pretty sure I'll talk to you then.